Good evening. Welcome to speak if you wish to.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Firstly, I tell you that your teacher will be with you next time.
Thank you very much.
I found it quite interesting, your varied views this evening.
I think we all agree it is getting better, but I think we get impatient.
Yes.
It's hard to see sometimes.
Yes, you are correct. There has been progress, but also there are some matters which still seem to be the same. So in effect, you are all correct. Yes. I am always drawn when I hear the word space.
Yes.
Because there is no space. And I'm sure you realize this. And I know you give it a different name. But when you come to spirits, which we all do at different times, you are as one whole without space. But you need to experience it, really, to begin to understand. Yes.
Yes, is that... I think when you first go over, you probably wouldn't experience that oneness initially. Would that come a bit later?
No, you do not. You are more inclined to be looking to that soul that served you whilst you were on the earth. It takes some time, but this is just part of the growth. Yes. You become wiser with what you probably call time. There becomes a unity of all things, but you have to go forward one step at a time.
Maybe we can maybe just glimpse a little bit of that sometimes in meditation when...
Yes, of course, because you are mainly spirit when you meditate properly. The physical body is put to one side if you work properly with it.
And I think that's probably why people in the past could go to the caves and just live and meditate, and because they could travel and
have beings who still do that. There are parts in your world where this happens quite freely.
It's a world full of paradoxes. It's sort of when I sometimes go into a busy city, I think people sometimes say that cities are the loneliest places to be. Nobody seems to know each other so well, whereas you go to a small little community and...
You would find that, for example, in a gathering which you have this evening, where there are a few people, but you could feel very, what you call, lonely. That happens all the time in your world.
Yes.
There are many sad and lonely people, for whatever reason. Yeah, it may not be that they are wanting in any way, but just that their soul is not reaching its full potential.
And so they don't realise that they are part of a whole.
No, that is true. These people want to be happy but don't know how. And to be happy, you have to accept what you truly, truly are. And I know that is not easy for some.
Well, I think the fact is everybody's got what we might call a darker side as well as the lighter side, and it's easy to love certain parts of us.
You are quite correct, and I am just being told that you have been taught that you are both sides of a coin. And that is perhaps an easy way to understand it. But when you come to spirit, all of that gradually changes. And the unity I've spoken of becomes more apparent. But anyway, I have given my message to you, and I am going to bid you all farewell.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Well, yeah. And come again if you wish. Thank you.
I will try.